Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about the different kinds of reckoning. Very hard for the unbelievers, difficult for believers who had many sins, absolutely easy for those who will be granted Jannah without reckoning, and relatively easy for those whose reckoning won't be taken. They'll just be shown the account of deeds and they will be forgiven and granted entry into Jannah. That is Hisaba Yasira. We spoke about the narrations where Allah will interrogate the intentions of people and call them out and say, you're lying. You didn't do that for my pleasure. You only did that because you could be called a courageous person or a generous person or a good reciter or a pious person. Then we spoke about how Allah will show the sins to some of his slaves and tell them, I concealed it for you in the world. Today, I'll forgive it for you. How Allah will rebuke them that you didn't visit those you needed to visit and feed and give to drink those you needed to give food or drink to. Those who are successful will receive their book of deeds in the right hand from the front. Those who are unsuccessful will receive it in the left hand from behind. Now, Imam Qurtubi has given a depiction of the scene of reckoning, which I want to share with you. He says, when the people are resurrected from their graves to the place of judgment, they will stand therein for as long as Allah wills, barefoot and naked. Then the time of reckoning will come when Allah wills to bring them to account. He will command that the books in which the honorable scribes, meaning the angels, recorded the deeds of mankind be brought forth. Among them will be some who will be given their books in their right hands. These are the blessed, meaning those who enter paradise. Others will be given their books in their left hands or from behind their backs. They are the doomed ones. At that point, each person will read his book. Imagine yourself when the books fly forth and the balance is set up and you are called by name before all of creation. Where is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so? Come to have your record examined before Allah. Angels will be dispatched to fetch you and they will bring you closer to Allah. There will be no problem posed by the similarity of names to your name and your father's name. You will know that you are the one who has been called. Your heart will be filled with fear and your limbs will start to tremble. You will start to panic. Your color will change. Your heart will sink. You will be taken through the ranks to your Lord to be examined by Him and to stand before Him. The eyes of all creatures will be upon you and you will be standing before them all. Your heart will sink and you will be filled with intense terror because you will know what is going to happen. Imagine yourself standing before your Lord, holding in your hands the book that speaks of your deeds. I will not overlook any terrible deed that you did and concealed or any secret that you kept. You will read the book's contents nervously with a broken heart, faced with terrors from in front and behind. How many forgotten, terrible actions will you remember now? How many bad deeds which you had concealed will be made known now? How many deeds which you took for granted were sincere and acceptable will now be thrown back at you in that place and cancelled out after you had pinned such great hopes on them? How much regret will fill your heart and how sorry will you feel for your negligence in obeying your Lord? The one who is given his book in his right hand will know that he is one of the people of paradise. And he will say, yeah, read my record when Allah gives him permission to read his book. If he was a leader of goodness who called others to good and enjoyed it upon them and persisted in doing it regularly, he will be called by his name and the name of his father. He will come forth and a white book will be brought out for him, in the middle of which are his sayyat, and meaning his bad deeds, and on the outside of which are his hasanat. He will start by reading the record of his sayyat and then he will be scared. His face will turn yellow and his color will change. When he reaches the end of his book, it will say, these are your sayyat and you are forgiven for them. He will be filled with great joy. Then he will turn the book over and will read his hasanat, and his joy will only increase further. At the end of the book, he will find the words, these are your hasanat, which are multiplied for you. Then his face will turn white, and a crown will be brought and placed on his head. He will be dressed in two garments, and every joint of his body will be adorned. He will grow to a height of 60 cubits, which was the height of Adam alayhi salam. And it will be said to him, go to your companions and tell them the glad tidings. Tell them that each one among them will have the same. When he turns away, that's when he will say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, come, read my record. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I did believe that I shall meet my account. If a man was a leader of evil, who called others to evil, and enjoyed it upon them, and persisted in doing it regularly, he will be called by his name and the name of his father. He will come forth, and a black book will be brought out for him, in the middle of which will be his hasanat, and on the outside of which are his sayyat. The reckoning will start with his hasanat, which he will read and will think that he will be saved. When he reaches the end of the book, it will say, these are your hasanat and they are rejected. Then his face will turn black and he will be overwhelmed with grief and despair. Then he will turn the book over and read his sayyat. His grief will only increase further and his face will be even darker. When he reaches the end of the book, he will find the words, These are your sayyi'at which are multiplied for you, i.e. the punishment will be multiplied for him. Does not mean that things that he did not do will be added to his record. Then he will be taken to the fire. His eyes will turn blue and his face will turn black, and he will be clothed in garments of pitch. It will be said to him, go to your companions and tell them that each of them will have the same. And that's when he will go off and say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. I wish I had not been given my record. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And that I had never known what my account is. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. Would it be that this is my end? You know, if only I could die. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about how it would be, you know, he'll say, هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. I don't have any strength to argue. Then it will be instructed to the angels, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا. Seize him and fetter him. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. Then throw him in the blazing fire. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ دَرْعُهَا سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاعٍ فَسْلُكُوهُ. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. What is the nature of these cubits? Only Allah knows. Abdullah bin Abbas says it's 70 of the angels' cubits. Then fasten him, it is said. His neck will be fastened and he will be dragged. If one link of this chain were to be placed on the mountain, it would melt it. That's how heavy the chain would be. He will call out to his companions, do you recognize me? They will say, no, but we see the grief on your face. Who are you? He will say, I'm so-and-so and son of so-and-so, and each one of you will have the same as I have. As for those who will be given their books from behind their backs, their left shoulders will be dislocated and their arms will be placed behind them, with which they will take their books. Mujahid rahimahullah said, their faces will be moved to the back of their heads and they will read their books in that state. Allah protect us. Imagine yourself, if you are one of the blessed, going out before all of creation with a joyful face, having attained perfection and beauty, with your book in your right hand, seized under the arms by an angel who will call out before people, this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. He has attained happiness and will never feel sorrow again. But if you are doomed, your face will turn black and you will pass the people with your book in your left hand or behind your back. You will utter cries of woe and an angel will seize you under the arms and call out before all of people, so-and-so is doomed to a state of misery and will never feel happy again. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save and protect us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.